Welcome to Anomaly. We hope you enjoy this creative visualization and role-playing meditation. Our goal is to help you cultivate a sense of wonder, curiosity, balance, and joy in your inner world. It is a form of escapism and relaxation, as well as a creative outlet for the imagination. Please consider subscribing at seekanomaly.com. This project is made possible by the dollars of listeners like you. The more subscribers we have, the more episodes we'll be able to make. Help us continue this journey by donating or subscribing today. Go to seekanomaly.com. That's seekanomaly.com. Anomaly spelled with an I-E, not a Y. After a few brief ads from our sponsors, your uninterrupted journey will begin. Here you are. Greetings, observer. Still making your way through these days and nights of your spiritual journey? And here you are, once again, ready to rest your weary bones. So please, sit. Be still. Quiet your thoughts. Wherever you may have been, and wherever you may be going, for now, you are here. A safe place where you may practice the magic of the mind. So relax, listen, and join a journey inward and outward and beyond. This is Anomaly. Before beginning, wind down and get grounded in the present moment. Clear the space around you. Be seated, spine straight, eyes closed. Hold your head high and take in a deep, cleansing breath. In. And out. Next, inhale, but as you do, repeat this silently in your mind. I am at peace with everything that has happened. And as you slowly exhale in your mind state, I am at peace with everything that will happen. I am at peace with everything that has happened. I am at peace with everything that will happen. Do this two more times on your own. Come back to a breathing pattern that feels right to you. Focus on the words you hear. You are becoming more relaxed, more present, more focused with each passing moment. Allow your mind to become expansive, open to anything. Let your thoughts come and go. Remember your breath, Observe your thoughts float by. You are not your thoughts. Your eyes remain closed. You are the observer. The awareness of your own mind. Your higher self, your true self, and your mind's eye watching from above. You are in a safe space. And as you arrive at a point of true presence, here and now, you sit at rest in the in-between, in a space between realities. Imagine in your mind's eye the color green. Brilliant, luminous, emerald green. It envelops you and surrounds you. Imagine this deep green color applied to a canopy of pine and juniper trees in a mystical rainforest. The day is turning to night, and the air is damp with mist. The forest is thick. In the gloaming, you make out a path winding through the trees. Follow it. Listen to the sounds of nature all around you. The river isn't far from here. It flows through the forest like time itself flows through your consciousness. Follow the sound of the river. It will lead you to where you want to go. Yet again, you spot the Nixies you've seen before. The river fairies have noticed you and start to sing as they play. You continue walking, focusing on your breath as you go. You walk along and follow the flow of the river deeper into the forest, where the shadows are darker and the water runs slower over the rocks and logs. Here, a babbling brook flows into the river. The ground is covered in huge tree roots, thick beds of moss, winding vines of ivy, and the age-old branches of the mighty evergreens that surround you on all sides. This is a safe space. Feel the warmth of the air around you. You continue to walk, following the brook away from the river. It leads you through the lush greenery to a clearing in the trees, a clover glade where you can make out the impression of a huge animal footprint in the ground, overgrown but still clearly the indelible shape of a dragon claw, with three long toes visible as troughs extended from the oblong foot, a deep divot in the ground that is now a pond, fed by the babbling brook. Indeed, this is the legendary site of the great scorching of ancient lore, when the mighty green dragon known as Esmeralda the Spiteful laid waste to an entire civilization of forest dwellers over the course of a fortnight. According to the legend, she was enraged when the local populace of nature spirits failed to honor her as a deity, instead choosing to make offerings to their own gods. The fire breather turned the skies black with smoke, and the waters red with blood, and the communities of fauns, sprites, and nymphs were wiped off the face of the planet. All that remains of their hamlets are the charred husks and crumbling foundations of their unique dwellings. Now, you can barely make out the shapes of the stone structures while the rest of it has been lost to decay. Centuries of overgrowth have all but erased it. But here, in this valley, at this clearing in the trees, parts of the old town ruins are still visible. Beyond the ominous giant claw print, you see the curved steps of an amphitheater carved into the side of a hill. Water flows down from the slope into a man-made channel of hollow oak logs that narrows the stream to a trickle to feed an ornate fountain carved out of stone, blackened by fire long ago. At the base of the fountain, you come upon a circle of moss-covered bricks. It's an old wishing well, built long ago for the faun who settled this place to make offerings to their gods. It was here they doomed themselves by not respecting the power of the dragon living in their backyard. It is said her spirit still haunts this place, restlessly searching for acknowledgement or vindication. Continue to breathe slowly in and out. Remember that you are in a safe space. The sounds you hear are only the echoes of the past, not your now. You look at the well. Your gaze drifts down to the water in its pool. You see only ink-black darkness, but then a glimmer of silver light plays across the surface of the water at ground level, and you see your own face looking back at you. Ripples from the fountain distort your reflection. It is said that a clear mind will see clearly. An anxious mind will see only the black void, with no reflection at all. Stay in the moment. Clear your mind. Anxiety is a symptom of uncertainty. Doubt, worry, fear, these negative emotions come and go, but if you dwell on a pattern of negative thinking, the anxiety can become paralyzing. It is a distraction from seeing things as they truly are. a trick of the mind that is based on a story you've told yourself about what may or may not happen in the future, when in fact, only this present moment is real. And the future is unknowable until it is observed in the now. Look again at the ink-black void. Can you see the mirrored surface now? Slowly reach out your hand to touch the surface of the liquid mirror, and as your fingers touch their own reflection, you are suddenly in a state of deep calm. Stay in this moment and take in the sounds of the forest around you. Suddenly, you are enveloped in the bright red light of dragon's breath, a blast of hot wind, and in an instant, back to darkness. Upon looking around, you realize the rainforest has vanished, or rather, it has moved into the well, reflected in the glassy water, while all around you now is only pitch black. It can only mean you have crossed over into the void of the unknown, where all possible futures are in play. To return to the forest realm, you must choose from one of the three doors standing before you now. Each door is made of thick, heavy wood, framed by an arch of stone. The doors are identical, and yet each hold very different destinations beyond the threshold. One door will lead you right back here to the void of darkness, literally a door to nowhere. Another door will return you to the rainforest from whence you came. It is the door that you would most prefer, one would think. The third door will take you to the dragon's lair, where the fires of Esmeralda's rage will consume you. Best to not choose that one. But of the three possible doors, there is no way to discern which door will lead where. So you must choose without knowing. And yet once the choice has been made, you cannot change it. Which will it be? Repeat it in your mind now. Which door will you open? Got it? Good. You've made your choice. See yourself step forward as your chosen door swings open. You see beside you a dim reflection of yourself standing before a different door. And then you see yet another reflection of yourself standing before the third door. All three doors offer a path forward for you, but you can only enter one. Enter it. Step through the door and allow your choice to manifest. And now, recognize where you have arrived. Back to the emerald green rainforest and the ancient ruins with the wishing well. When you look down at the well, what do you see? Your own reflection staring back at you. Perhaps now you can understand. There was really only one door you could have chosen, and one place it would lead. The present. The door was within your own mind, allowing you to step into the present moment here and now. The present moment and your next step are the only things you can control. You can hear the many birds and insects and critters all around you. Even the Nixies can be heard enjoying the last light of the day without a worry or care in the world about what might happen tomorrow or next year. These water fairies only concern themselves with what's in front of them right now. Because really, it's all there is. This is the natural state of consciousness you must cultivate to be free from the shackles of anxiety. And bearing this lesson in mind, continue a state of focused meditation. Let this enchantment sink into your heart. Take one last look at the well and ruins around it. Many thought these sites were lost to Esmeralda and time. I learned to use it so that I could teach you. My name is Nico Scout. I hail from the misty shores of the Northwestern Passage, but in my days I have journeyed to many lands and times near and far, gathering artifacts, relics, maps, scrolls, and first-hand knowledge about local wonders and ruins to learn the ways of the ancients, the mages, and the choir, to unlock their power. In all my travels, I've seen but a few rare souls who hold a certain familiar quality, a spirit of great fortitude and steadfast determination with a spark of the divine. I recognize that spark in you, my friend. I dare say you are destined for greatness, if you choose to realize it. As before, let your thoughts drift away and allow yourself to relax. Breathe in. Breathe out. Focus on the green colors of the leaves. The details start to fade and you are back to being enveloped in the color green. The green starts to dissolve and you find yourself in the void of space. Here now, there is nothing to fear. Here now, you are at peace. With each breath, you feel more calm, more present, and bold. very good. If you ever feel an onset of anxiety taking hold, remember the lesson of the wishing well and the doors within your mind. Choose your door and step through to here and now. I hope you will. And with that, dear observer, I bid you adieu. With all my heart, I wish you well.